I say, driver, a bit slower.
Oh. Must reach the inn before sundown.
And tide, babe?
It is Valpurgis night, the night of evil, Nosferatu. On this night, madame, the Lord's here are born, and to the Virgin we pray.
Minden napi tegerintet az mi
létünknek. Édesapám, jön a postakos és a nap is lemezőben.
A gyerekre vigyázz, édesapám.
Jön már a postakocsi!
Megjöttek, öreget! Megjöttek! Hálom Istennek, hát megjöttek, öreget! Megjöttek!
I say, Porter, don't take my luggage down. I'm going on to Borgo Pass tonight.
Borgo Torres, but my este.
Még máma borgói szorosokba akar menni. És én félek.
No, no, please, put that back up there.
The driver, he is afraid. Walpurgis night. Good fellow he is. He wants me to ask if you can wait and go on after sunrise.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's a carriage meeting me at Borgo Pass at midnight.
Borgo Pass?
Yes.
Who's carriage?
Count Dracula.
Count Dracula?
Yes.
Castle Dracula?
Yes, that's where I'm going.
To the castle?
Yes.
No. You mustn't go there. We people of the mountains believe at the castle there are vampires. Dracula and his wives. They take the form of wolves and bats. They leave their coffins at night and they feed on the blood of the living.
But that's all superstition. Why, I can't understand why.
Estelani, nukes declare enough.
Look. The sun. And it is gone, they leave their coffins. Come, we must go indoors.
But wait. I mean, just a minute. What I'm trying to say is that I'm not afraid. I've explained to the driver that it's a matter of business with me. I've got to go, really. Well, good night.
Wait, please. If you must go, wear this for your mother's sake. It will protect you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Coach from Count Dracula?
Driver!
I say, driver, what do you mean by going at this?
I am Dracula.
Oh, it's really good to see you. I don't know what happened to the driver and my luggage and... Well, and with all this, I thought I was in the wrong place.
I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
The spider spinning his web for the unwary fly. The blood is the life, Mr. Renfield.
Yes.
Find this part of my castle more inviting.
Well, rather. It's quite different from outside. Oh, and the fire, it's so cheerful.
I didn't know but that you might be hungry.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. But I'm a bit worried about my luggage. You see, all your papers were in...
I took the liberty of having your luggage brought up. Allow me.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
I trust you have kept your coming here a secret.
I followed your instructions implicitly.
Excellent, Mr. Renfield. Excellent. And now, if you're not too fatigued, I would like to discuss the lease on Carfax Abbey.
Oh, yes. Everything is in order, awaiting your signature. Look here. Here's the lease. Oh, I hope I've brought enough labels for your luggage.
I'm taking with me only three boxes.
Very well.
I have chartered a ship. Take us to England. We will be leaving tomorrow evening.
Everything will be ready.
I hope you will find this comfortable.
Thanks. It looks very inviting. Ouch! Oh, it's nothing serious, just a small cut from that paper clip. It's just a scratch.
This is very old wine. I hope you will like it.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
Well? It's delicious.
And now I'll leave you.
Well, good night.
Good night, Mr. Renfield.
sun is gone.
When we get to London, won't you, Master? You will see that I get lives. Not human lives, but small ones. With blood in them. I'll be loyal to you, Master. I'll be loyal.
Captain dead, tied to the wheel. Horrible tragedy, a horrible tragedy.
Master, we are here. You can't hear what I'm saying, but we are here. We are safe.
They must have come through a terrible storm. What's that? Why? Come from that hatchway.
Why, he's mad. Look at his eyes. Why, the man's gone crazy.
Thank you.
after you deliver the message, you will remember nothing, I now say. Obey.
Yes?
You're wanted on the telephone.
Oh, thank you. Well, excuse me.
Oh, yes? Father, if it's from home, will you say I'm spending the night in town with music?
All right, dear. Pardon. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I could not help overhearing your name. Might I inquire if you are the Dr. Seward whose sanitarium is at Whitby?
Why, yes.
I'm Count Dracula. I have just leased Carfax Abbey. I understand it adjoins your ground.
Why, yes, it does. I'm very happy to make your acquaintance. May I present my daughter, Mina?
Count Dracula.
Miss Weston.
How do you do?
And Mr. Harker.
How do you do?
Count Dracula has just taken Carfax Abbey.
Oh, it'll be a relief to see light in those dismal old windows.
It will indeed. You'll excuse me. I'm wanted on the telephone.
The abbey could be very attractive, but I should imagine it would need quite extensive repairs.
I shall do very little repairing. It reminds me of the broken battlements of my own castle in Transylvania.
The abbey always reminds me of that old toast about lofty timbers. The walls around are bare, echoing to our laughter, as though the dead were there.
Oh, nice little sentiment.
But there's more, even nicer. Half a cup to the dead already. Hurrah for the next who dies.
Oh, never mind the rest, dear.
To die, to be really dead, that must be glorious.
Why, Count Dracula?
There are far worse things waiting, man, than death.
Of my own castle in Transylvania. Oh, music! You're so romantic.
Laugh all you like. I think he's fascinating.
Oh, I suppose he's all right. But give me someone a little more normal.
Like John?
Yes, dear. Like John.
Castle. Dracula, Transylvania.
Well, Countess, I'll leave you to your count and his ruined abbey.
Good night, Lucy. Good night, dear.
The park seems to be closing down a bit, sir.
Another death. Dead. Dr. Seward, when did Miss Weston have the last transfusion?
About 4 hours ago.
An unnatural loss of blood, which we've been powerless to check.
On the throat of each victim, same 2 marks.
Your hands covered. I don't want to keep my hands covered.
But you said you were.
I don't want to.
You said you were.
I don't want to.
Did you
hear? Ah! Oh! He probably wants to slice again.
Oh, please! Please don't, Martin. Oh, Martin, please. Please, Martin. No, Martin. Oh, Martin, please.
Dear, give it to me now.
No, Martin, please. No, Martin. Martin, don't throw my spider away from me. Oh, Martin.
Oh. Aren't you a shine now? Aren't you? Spiders now, is it? Flies ain't good enough.
Flies? Flies? Poor puny things. Who wants to eat flies?
You do, you loony.
Not when I can get nice fat spiders.
All right. Have it your own way.
Where I have marked.
Vein, cum extractum vespertilionis sanguini mixtum est, sanguis puniceo colora misso lacteus fit.
Gentlemen, we are dealing with the undead.
Mas, Nosferatu.
Yes, Nosferatu. The undead. Vampire. Vampire attacks the throat. It leaves 2 little wounds, white with red centers. Dr. Seward, your patient Renfield, whose blood I have just analyzed, is obsessed with the idea that he must devour living things in order to sustain his own life.
But Professor Van Helsing, modern medical science does not admit of such a creature. The vampire is a pure myth, superstition.
And I may be able to bring you proof that the superstition of yesterday can become the scientific reality of today.
But, Professor, Renfield's cravings have always been for small living things. Nothing human, as far as we know, Doctor.
But you tell me that he escapes from his room. He's gone for hours. Where does he go?
Well, Mr. Renfield, you are looking much better than you did this morning when I arrived.
Thanks. I'm feeling much better.
I am here to help you. You understand that, do you not?
Why, of course. And I'm very grateful.
Keep your filthy hands to yourself.
Now, Renfield.
Oh, Dr. Seward, send me away from this place. Send me far away.
Why are you so anxious to get away?
My cries at night. They might disturb Miss Mina.
Yes?
They might give her bad dreams, Professor Van Helsing. Bad
train.
Sounded like a wolf.
Yes, it did. But I hardly think there are wolves so near London.
He thinks there are wolves. Me, I've heard them howl at night before. He thinks they're talking to him. He howls and howls back at him. He's crazy. I might have known. We know why the wolves. Do we not, Mr. Renfield? And we know how we can make them stop.
Ah! You know too much to live, Van Helsing.
Now, Renfield.
We will get no more out of him now for a while.
Take him away, Martin.
On your way, old fly eater.
I'm warning you, Dr. Seward. If you don't send me away, you must answer for what will happen to Miss Mina.
All right, Martin.
Come along now. Come along.
What was that herd that excited him so?
Wolfbane. It is a plant that grows in Central Europe. The natives there use it to protect themselves against vampires.
Renfield reacted very violently to its scent.
You are... I want you to have Renfield closely watched by day and night, especially by night.
Please don't ask me to do that. Don't. Not her. Please. Please don't, Master. Don't, please. Please. Oh, don't.
I lay in bed for quite a while, reading. And just as I was commencing to get drowsy, I heard dogs howling. And when the dream came, and it seemed the whole room was filled with mist. It was so thick, I could just see the lamp by the bed, a tiny spark in the fog. And then I saw two red eyes staring at me. And a white, livid face came down out of the mist. It came closer and closer. I felt its breath on my face. And then its lips. Oh.
Dear, it was only a dream.
And then in the morning, I felt so weak. It seemed as if all the life had been drained out of me.
Darling, we're going to forget all about these dreams. Think about something cheerful, aren't we?
Oh, allow me.
Oh, certainly, Professor.
Think for a moment. Is there anything that might have brought this dream on?
No.
Doctor, there's something troubling Mina. Something she won't tell us.
And the face in the dream. You say it seemed to come closer and closer. The lips touched you. Where? Is there anything the matter with your throat?
Well, no, but I...
Permit me.
No, please.
Yes. Yes. How long have you had those little marks?
Marks?
Please.
Mina, why didn't you let us know?
Do not excite her. When, Miss Mina?
Since the morning after the dream.
What could have caused them, Professor?
Count Dracula.
It's good to see you back again, Doctor. I heard you have just arrived. You, Miss Mina, you're looking exceptionally...
Pardon me, Dr. Sewer. But I think Miss Mina should go to her room at once.
Professor Van Helsing, I don't believe it's as important as you seem to think it is.
Excuse me, Count Dracula, Professor Van Helsing.
Van Helsing, a most distinguished scientist whose name we know, even in the wild Transylvania.
I had a frightful dream a few nights ago, and I don't seem to be able to get it out of my mind.
I hope you haven't taken my stories too seriously.
Stories?
Yes. In my humble effort to amuse your fiancée, Mr. Harker, I was telling her some rather grim tales of my far-off country.
I can imagine.
Why, John?
I can quite understand Mr. Harker's concern.
I'm afraid it's quite serious. My dear, I'm sure Count Dracula will excuse you. You must go to your room, as Professor Van Helsing suggests.
Oh, but really, Father, I'm feeling quite well.
You had better do as your father advises.
Very well. Good night, John.
Miss Mina. May I call later and inquire how you are feeling?
Why, yes. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Doctor. My visit was so ill-timed.
Not at all. On the contrary, it may prove to be most enlightening. In fact, before you go, you can be of definite service.
Anything I can do, I'm glad.
A moment ago, I stumbled upon a most amazing phenomenon. Something so incredible, I mistrust my own judgment. Look.
Dr. Seward, my humble apology. I dislike mirrors. Van Helsing will explain. for one who has not lived even a single lifetime. You are a wise man, Van Helsing.
Phew. What on earth caused that? Did you see the look on his face? Like a wild animal.
Wild animal, like a madman.
What's that? Running across the lawn. Looks like a huge dog.
Or a wolf?
A wolf?
He was afraid we might follow.
Follow?
Sometimes they take the form of wolves, but generally of bats.
What are you talking about?
Dracula.
But what's Dracula got to do with wolves and bats?
Dracula is our vampire.
But surely, Professor...
A vampire casts no reflection in the glass. That is why Dracula smashed the mirror.
I don't mean to be rude, but that's the sort of thing I'd expect one of the patients here to say.
Yes, and that is what your English doctors would say. Your police. The strength of the vampire is that people will not believe in him.
Professor, vampires only exist in ghost stories.
A vampire, Mr. Harker, is a being that lives after its death by drinking the blood of the living. It must have blood or it dies. Its power lasts solely from sunset to sunrise. During the hours of the day, it must rest in the earth in which it was buried.
But then, if Dracula were a vampire, he'd have to return every night to Transylvania.
And that's impossible. Then he must have brought his native soil with him. Boxes of it. Boxes of earth large enough for him to rest in.
Renfield? What are you doing there? Come here. Did you hear what we were saying?
Yes, I heard something. Enough. Be guided by what he says. It's your only hope.
It's her only hope. I begged you to send me away, but you wouldn't. Now it's too late. It's happened again.
What's happened?
Take her away from here. Take her away before...
going to say anything. I told him nothing. I'm loyal to you, Master.
What have you to do with Dracula?
Dracula? I never even heard the name before.
You will die in torment if you die with innocent blood on your soul.
No.
God will not damn a lunatic soul. He knows that the powers of evil are too great for those of us with weak minds.
Thank heaven she's alive.
Thank heaven for that.
Alive, yes, but in greater danger. For she is already under his influence.
Oh, it's horrible, Van Helsing. Horrible.
Incredible. Incredible, perhaps. But
We must see him. We must hope him. As he is attacked, he becomes more and more powerful.
Attacks on small children committed after dark by the mysterious woman in white took place last night. Narratives of two small girls. Each child describing a beautiful lady in white who promised her chocolates, enticed her to a secluded spot, and there bit her slightly in the throat.
Ghost.
Vampire.
And then, Miss Nina?
Well, how could she know anything about the woman and wife? It's bad enough for her to read it in the newspaper,
please,
without...
Please, please, Mr. Harker. And when was the next time you saw Miss Lucy after she was buried?
I was downstairs, on the terrace. She came out of the shadows and stood looking at me. I started to speak to her. And then I remembered she was dead. Well, the most horrible expression came over her face. She looked like a hungry animal. A wolf. And then she turned and ran back into the dark.
Then you know the woman in white is...
Lucy.
Miss Nina, I promise you that after tonight, she will remain at rest, her soul released from this horror.
If you can save Lucy's soul after death, promise me you'll save mine.
Darling, you're not going to die. You're going to live.
No, John. You mustn't touch me. And you mustn't kiss me. Ever again.
What are you trying to say?
You tell him. You make him understand. I can't. Professor. It's all over, John. Our love. Our life together. Oh, no. No, no, don't look at me like that. I love you, John. You. But this horror. He wills it.
Miss Nina, you must come indoors. You must.
You know what you're doing to her, Professor? You're driving her crazy.
Mr. Harker. That is what you should be worrying about. The last rays of the day's sun will soon be gone, and another night will be upon us.
Dr. Seward, I'm taking Nina with me to London tonight, or I'll call in the police.
But John, what...
Nina, please get your bags packed.
You up. I must be master here or I can do nothing.
Right.
Miss Nina, both this room and your bedroom have been prepared with wolfbane. You will be safe. If Dracula returns.
She'll be safe, all right, because she's going with me. Mina, I'll be waiting for you in the library.
Oh, John. Father, talk to him. Please don't let him go.
Oh, please. Miss Mina is to wear this wreath of wolfbane when she goes to bed. Watch her closely. And see that she does not remove it in her sleep.
I understand, Professor.
And under no circumstances must these windows be open tonight.
Very well, sir.
Oh.
recollect that Dracula cast no reflection in the mirror.
Yes.
And that 3 boxes of earth were delivered to him at Carfax Abbey.
Right.
And knowing that a vampire must rest by day in his native soil, I am convinced that this Dracula is no legend, but an undead creature whose life has been unnaturally prolonged.
Well, Dr. Seward, what about it? Is Mina going with me or not?
If you take her from under our protection, you will kill her.
Now, John, please, please, be patient.
Mr. Harker, please, come here.
Well, John, I know you love her, but don't forget she's my daughter, and I must do what I think is best.
Mr. Harker, I have devoted my lifetime to the study of many strange things, little known facts which the world is perhaps better off for not knowing.
I know. But, Professor, all I want is to get Mina away from all of this.
That will do no good. Our only chance of saving Miss Mina's life is to find the hiding place of Dracula's living corpse and to drive a stake through its heart.
Isn't this a strange conversation for men who aren't crazy?
Renfield, you're compelling me to put you in a straitjacket.
You forget, Doctor, that madmen have great strength.
Dracula has great strength. Hey, Renfield?
Words, words, words. Oh, Martin. Didn't I warn you to keep a strict watch?
What? What again? Yes, sir. At once, sir. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Here. The doctor's pet loony is loose again.
He came and stood below my window in the moonlight. And he promised me things. Not in words, but by doing them.
Doing them?
By making them happen. A red mist spread over the lawn, coming on like a flame of fire. And then he parted it. And I could see that there were thousands of rats, with their eyes blazing red, like his, only smaller. And then he held up his hand, and they all stopped. And I thought he seemed to be saying, rats, 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 thousands, millions of them, all red blood. All these will I give you if you will obey me.
What did he want you to do?
That which has already been done.
Strike me down dead, Doctor. He's got me going. Now he's twisted and broken them iron bars as if they was cheese.
Dracula is in the house.
In the house? Doctor, this time he can do no harm. We are ready for him.
Martin, come with me. I'll show you where we can put Mr. Renfield where he won't escape again.
Maybe all right, but I have my doubts. Come along, old fly-eater. Now, you mustn't get out of it this time. I'm awfully sorry to have to lock you up, but you don't stay in here, will you?
Van Helsing. Now that you have learned what you have learned, it would be well for you to return to your own country.
I prefer to remain and protect those whom you would destroy.
You are too late. My blood now flows through her veins. She will live through the centuries to come, as I have lived.
Should you escape us, Dracula, we know how to save Miss Mina's soul, if not her life.
If she dies by day, but I shall see that she dies by night.
And I will have Carfax Abbey torn down stone by stone, excavated a mile around. I will find your earth box and drive that stake through your heart.
Come here. Come. Here. Your will is strong, Van Helsing. More wolfbane.
More effective than wolfbane, Count. Indeed.
Bed at once. I'm going to call your father.
What is it, Briggs?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Harker. I felt strangely dizzy. And when it cleared away, Miss Mina was up and dressed and out on the turf, and I can't get her to go to bed.
Well, let me see her. Tell her I'm here.
John? Oh, John, I'm so glad you're here. But what have they been doing to me, dear? Locking me in my room. Oh, and the horrible smell of that awful weed. It's been like a nightmare. What's been the matter? Why are you looking at me like that?
Mina. You're so... like a changed girl. Oh, you look wonderful.
I feel wonderful. I've never felt better in my life.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you like this. I've been awfully worried about you.
Mr. Harker. You'd better bring Miss Mina inside.
That's all right, Briggs, now that I'm here.
Run along, Briggs. Don't worry. John, look, the fog's lifting. See how plain you can see the stars.
Yes. Millions of them. I've never seen them so close. Why, it looked as if you could reach out and touch them. Would you like me to get you a hand? Why? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Come. Let's sit down.
Seward, that which I feared from the beginning has happened.
What?
Dracula boasts that he has fused his blood with that of Miss Mina. In life, she will now become the foul thing of the night that he is.
But Van Helsing...
No, no, come, Stuart. Come, there's not a moment to be lost.
Oh, but I love the fog. I love nights with fog.
Well, only yesterday you said you were afraid of the night.
But, darling, I could never have said anything so silly. I couldn't. I love the night. That's the only time I feel really alive.
There's that bat again.
Yes?
Look out, he'll get in your hair.
Yes?
I have a big bat.
I will.
You will what?
Well, I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said I will.
Oh, no, I didn't. John, come sit down.
There must be some way. Some way to save her. There is only one.
John, that's only the old professor. He has a crucifix. Now I want you to get it away from me and hide it.
But why, dear?
Oh, he'll be wanting to protect me again, or from the night of Count Dracula, or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know. He may be right, Mina. Your eyes. They look at me so strangely.
Mina.
Mina, you're...
No, Mina, no!
Give me that! What's the idea? You gone crazy?
You trying to do? Frighten her to death?
No, I was trying to save her.
Save her? That's a fine way.
It's all right, darling.
Oh, John, darling. You must go away from me. God, put it away. After what's happened, I can't bear to look at it.
What's happened?
I can't tell you. I can't.
Oh, but you must. You must tell me. I have a right to know.
Oh, John. You can believe everything he says. It's all the truth. Dracula, he...
Dracula? Oh, what's he done to you, dear? Tell me.
He came to me. He opened a thing in his arms. And he made me drink.
What is it? Who is it, Martin?
It's that big gray bat again.
There's no use of wasting your bullets, Martin. They cannot harm that bat.
No, sir.
He's crazy.
They're all crazy. They're all crazy except you and me. Sometimes I have me doubts about you.
Yes.
That's Renfield. What's he doing at the Abbey?
Come, Mr. Harker.
Where else would he be going but to Dracula?
What is it, Master? What do you want me to do?
Look, here's an opening.
Mina! Mina! I didn't leave him here, Master. I didn't know. I swear! No!
Wait!
I'm loyal to you, Master. I'm your slave. I didn't betray you. Oh, no, don't. Don't kill me. Let me live, please. Punish me, torture me, but let me live. I can't die with all those lies on my conscience. All that blood on my hands.
Get me a piece of stone, anything, to help me drive the stake through their hearts.
She may be alive. Mina! 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 Mina!
We thought he'd kill you, dear.
The daylight stopped him. Oh, if you could have seen the look on his face.
There's nothing more to fear, Miss Mina. Dracula is dead forever. No, 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 you must go.
But aren't you coming with us?
Not yet. Presently. Come, John.